You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 90, How I Learned to Speak with More Clarity, 7 Tips for Clear, Concise Communication. Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Cara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. For many years, I didn't feel that I spoke with clarity. I felt that I was jumping around from thought to thought without any kind of intelligent connection to what I was saying, mostly without finishing my thoughts properly. My communication just seemed jumbled and all over the place. And this lack of clarity in my communication made it hard for me to get my point across, to establish credibility at work, and to get others to understand what I was saying. So I spent a long time thinking about this problem, reading about how to become more articulate, researching about how to speak with more clarity, and trying various methods to help me improve. And I've narrowed it down to what works for me in this episode, and I hope that these 7 tips I'm going to share with you will benefit you if you want to learn how to speak with more clarity. And this will be applicable either in your personal life or in your professional life as well. So the first thing that I worked on was expanding my vocabulary, and I found that I would struggle to find the right words to explain exactly what I wanted to say. Often I would use words that weren't very sophisticated or that weren't of a very high level of English, and I would watch interviews of business people and be in awe as to how sophisticated they sounded. The words that they used were so eloquent, so intelligent, and so descriptive as well, and I wanted to be able to speak like that too. So what did I do to achieve this? Well, I worked on expanding my vocabulary through reading and through listening. As I was reading, as I was listening to other people speak during interviews or various documentaries, for example, I would research words that I didn't understand. I would take notes of the words that I was learning, mostly the words that I didn't use in my communication. I used a notebook, just a simple A5 size notebook, quite a small one, to write down the words that I was learning, these new words to enter into my vocabulary. And after I wrote them down, I would try to incorporate them in my communication. And I would do this by either writing a sentence or using them in some kind of written communication, and then using them in my verbal communication. And over time, this process helped me to expand my vocabulary, and it helped my communication overall to become more sophisticated and more intelligent. Once I did this first step in expanding my vocabulary, I then worked on removing unnecessary information from my communication, because I had a tendency to give the other person the whole story, to tell the other person every little detail about my communication, everything I wanted to say to them, instead of only telling them what they needed to know. You know, getting straight to the point and telling people only what they need to know. What I found through listening to others who spoke in a very clear and a concise way, I found that when you have additional information in your communication that isn't necessary, you essentially overload that person with too much information. They get lost in your communication and they don't know what your main point is. They can't find your key point amongst all of the communication and all the details that you are telling them. And you can actually detect when this is happening if you are speaking to someone. So if people are starting to look impatient, if they actually say to you, can you get to the point, or what is the main point that you want to make? And if they do those things through their body language and through their verbal communication, then you know that you're giving them too much information. And at that time, you know that you need to get straight to the point. And in business, this is particularly important because people are busy. They don't have time to wait for you to get to the main point. So I do encourage you to try to remove unnecessary information from your communication. Try to be as concise as possible with your key message. Try to get to the point as quickly as you can in order to speak with more clarity and to sound more articulate. And the third thing I did, and I recommend you to do it as well, is to communicate one thought at a time. So at the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that I will jump from thought to thought without finishing my thoughts entirely, and that is something that led me to sound inarticulate when I spoke. Sometimes this happened because I was excited and I had many things to say, but this was a major mistake because it made it extremely hard for people to follow what I was saying, and it made it very hard for me to speak with clarity as well. So I started to pay attention to this bad communication habit, and when I felt that I was about to jump to another thought without finishing the previous thought properly, I would pause, I would take a breath, I would make a conscious effort to finish my previous thought. And this process made it easier for the other person to understand what I was saying because I was completing my thoughts. It also made me sound like I was speaking with much more clarity. In addition to communicating one thought at a time, I would also keep the main point in mind. So one of the things that caused me to jump from thought to thought was because I would go into the conversation not knowing what my main point was. I would start speaking and hope that along the way I would discover what my main point is that I wanted to make in my communication piece. And this often happened in business meetings because I would feel the pressure to say something. I'd start talking without a clear main point in mind. Some of you may be able to relate to this. Obviously, this was also a mistake because it caused me to communicate in a jumbled way with no clarity whatsoever. So the way you overcome this is you need to identify your main point before you start talking. If you need to let other people talk first while you figure out what your main point is, that's okay. Quite often, what I find anyway is that what other people say can actually help me get clarity on the point that I want to make. It can kind of trigger thoughts in your mind as to what you want to say in the business meeting, or at least it gives you time to plan out the key message that you want to make. The fifth thing I recommend you do is to use reading to improve your speaking. This tip might surprise you a bit, but it's probably the one that has made the most difference for me. You see, when you read, a number of things happen that help you with your communication. You learn new vocabulary, which, as I mentioned previously, is helpful for you to speak with more clarity and to become more articulate. So you learn new vocabulary, you learn new sentence structures, and you learn how to connect your thoughts better. And on a subconscious level, you take in all of this new information as you're reading that you can later draw on when you communicate. I recommend when you start to use reading to improve your speaking, I recommend that you read out loud if you can. Reading to yourself is quite a passive style of reading, and it doesn't have much impact on helping you develop your verbal communication skills, whereas reading out loud forces you to repeat the words and to repeat the sentences that you are reading with your eyes, and this act of repeating in and of itself programs your mind to think and speak in that way, helping you to speak with more clarity overall. And on a side note, if you are learning a foreign language, this is a great habit to get into as well. You not only learn new vocabulary, but you also improve your pronunciation, you learn new sentence structures, you reinforce grammar that you have learned, and it helps you to become faster when you speak as well. I have done this myself for Japanese and for French, and I can tell you that it's helped me a lot with both of those languages. The sixth thing I recommend you do is to use writing to improve your speaking. So this is something that has also helped me immensely in developing my communication. What I have found with writing is that it helps you to get clarity on your ideas. So when you write, you have time to organize your thoughts. This is something you don't really get in spoken communication, and it's something I find a lot of people message me about or write in my comments of my YouTube videos, that on the spot, in the moment, they don't have time to organize their thoughts. So how can they do that when they are speaking? But when you practice this skill of writing to improve your speaking over time, you will eventually be able to organize your thoughts better. You'll be able to organize your thoughts faster and on the spot, and you'll be able to sound more articulate and speak clearly with your verbal communication. I highly recommend you start to use the process of active recall. This is really helpful in you to improve your speaking. So what this involves is you read a chapter of a book. Then once you have finished the chapter, you write a summary of that chapter in your own words. And this will help you to remember what you read. It will help you to pull the most important parts out of that chapter, the main key points that you want to remember. And it will help you write those key points in a way that is concise and clear. And over time, this will translate or move into your verbal communication to help you speak with more clarity. As to what books you should read, well, I recommend that you choose a smart book. A nonfiction book is something I would recommend, as this will lift your level of intelligence. So some books that I've used for this are Mindset by Carol Dweck, Influence by Robert Cialdini, or older types of books that were published in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, because I find that they use a more elegant style of English. The vocabulary is a lot higher. The way they explain things, the sentence structures they use, it's quite an eloquent style of writing that you can also transform in as you speak and use when you speak as well. And of course, you can do this for foreign language novels and books too if you are learning a foreign language. The seventh thing I recommend for you is to practice with interviews or documentaries. As well as developing our verbal communication through reading and through writing, you can also do this through watching, and specifically watching interviews and documentaries. But you want to choose an interview that features an eloquent speaker, somebody that you admire. Listen to how they speak. Listen to the words that they use. What sentences do they use? How do they connect their thoughts? What intonation do they use? How do they use the pause? And what body language do they use to express non-verbally what they are communicating? And I recommend you to study and analyze their entire communication, verbal and non-verbal. Write down what you notice, and then you can practice by repeating what they say. Sometimes you can practice word for word. Sometimes you might want to ad lib a bit and use your own words to communicate the same message, but in your own way. And then, of course, you need to try to incorporate this into your own communication. And what I have found is that over time, if you do base your communication and learn from eloquent speakers that you admire, you will naturally absorb the way they communicate. And this will come out in the way that you communicate too. This is how you learn from the best. And this is how you elevate yourself to become a clear and confident communicator. So I truly hope that you have found this episode helpful. I know that many of my listeners of this podcast and people who watch my YouTube videos want to know how to become more articulate, want to know how to become more organized with their thoughts and speak with a lot more clarity. So I hope this episode has helped you in that area and has given you some valuable tips that you can get started using right away. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.